Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Farmers Market Master Bob Shepard about the 19th annual Taster's Choice Salsa Contest happening this Thursday.
This is our 19th year to have this contest, and we actually designed the contest to be as inclusive as possible. The vendors, the people that make the salsa, the people that come to the market themselves, all have a part in the contest. That's why it's called the Washington Farmers Market Taster's Choice Contest. Prospective salsa makers will bring examples of their best salsa recipes, and the sky's the limit. You can make fruit salsa, tomato salsa, pico de gallo. We've had shrimp salsas. We've had a salsa that, and that's, I'll get into that later, but you get to name what you want it to be called. We require a quart of your salsa you make, and it has to be homemade. And on that quart, we want a label that tells who you are and your address. But more important is whether it's mild, medium, or hot, and what you want to call it. And we've had some pretty inventive names. I mean, some have been, you know, basic homemade and garden salsa and so forth, but we've had some that were mystery, we've had some that were firebrand, we've had some. It can help people relate to what you're offering as your salsa. And like I said, the sky's the limit. Now, you bring your quart, and we'd like it to be there at about 4:45 so that we can get it put in the bowls. We furnish the bowls, the ice, the chips, paper towels, and the ballots. You guys, the other, you know, whoever wants to be a part of it, and everybody's welcome, has to bring a quart's worth. We put them into bowls, and we just number them. So it's a blind test as well. Nobody knows whose is whose unless it happens to be their own. They might know. It's a lot of fun, and in the past, we had first and second choice of the whole mass, and we've had everything from 15 to 30 different samples. And we did it that route because, to begin with, the hots were at a disadvantage. And our salsa makers have become better and better through the years, so now they're balancing the sweet and the heat, and it's not as upfront. It's not just for the heat. So now we're giving, instead, you get to vote on mild, medium, or hot salsas, what you think are the best in each of those categories. So the idea is to spread the glory, although last year we had one individual that made the best hot and made the best medium and made the best mild. So it can be, you know, nobody knows. In the past, we've had a lot of different types. We've had peach, pear, tomatilla. Tomatilla is always popular. Melon salsa. We had a mystery salsa, and that's what it was named, was mystery salsa. And the big talk of that contest was, what in the world was it made out of? Well, come to find out, it was made out of white eggplant, was the main ingredient, and it was good. You just couldn't figure out what it was that made it. So, anyway, we'll probably start sampling. That sampling is everybody that wants to sample about 10 or 15 minutes after 5. Give us a chance to get it set up well. It's a great time to have this contest, and that's why we started it back in 2000. We've got plenty of tomatoes, garlic, chilies, a lot of chilies. In fact, we've got one of the growers offered chilies to be used in the salsa if you were going to make it for the contest. There's more people making salsa this year, I think. At least that's what I hear people talking about it, so I'm hopeful that we'll have even more to decide. But it's so much fun because everybody goes around and they taste, and they nudge the guy that next to him, well, what do you think of this one, and what do you think of that one? And it ends up quite a discussion because everybody's palate is different. And what is great for some people, the others don't like, and they want something a little bit different. So it's a lot of fun.
So awards will be given to mild, medium, and hot?
Yes, categories. Yes, that's correct. And we'll give them next week, next Thursday, because we have to have time to count the ballots, because we end up with ballots from 150 to, we had 600 votes 1 year. So, you know, I mean, it's a lot of people, and hopefully the weather will be great and we'll have a great contest. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a good time.
So it's voted on by the people.
By the people. Yep. Mm-hmm. The tasters. And age has no difference. We have kids that have to have somebody mark their ballot for them, but they definitely know what their palate likes, and they tell us we like this one, and so we end up everybody can have a chance.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Farmers Market Master Bob Shepherd about the 19th annual Taster's Choice Salsa Contest happening this Thursday. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.